This is Chairman Dale D.O. Dick Cheney, an attorney letter to Norman Reed, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Mr. Reed, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, LaVon Overton, please note the following medical letter. The first name is L-A-V-A-U-G-H-N. Last name is O-V-E-R-T-O-N, period. On March 19th, 2024, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 49-year-old male, height 6'2" tall, weight 240 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about November 6, 2021, period. The patient was a driver with his seatbelt on, period. He wasn't conscious, period. He was rear-ended and was driving a pickup truck, period. He was struck by an automobile, period. No airbags deployed, period. The patient's chest hit the steering wheel, period. He was jerked, period. He had immediate pain in his neck, comma, mid-back, comma, chest, comma, and later his left hip that has improved, period. New paragraph. His neck pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. He was told that he had a herniated disc, period. It is a constant and burning type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity on a good day of 4.5 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. The pain radiates occasionally down his left arm into all five fingers, period. New paragraph. His mid-back or thoracic pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It is a constant throbbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The pain is non-radiating, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient. He was seen that day in the emergency room at Community North, period. He had x-rays and was placed on narcotics, period. He was seen at Eagle Creek Chiropractic for a few treatments, period. He was seen at Eskenazi Primary Care and placed on various medicines, period. He was referred for pain management, period. He was seen at Goodman Campbell, who did an MRI. He was given several shots in his neck, period. He states surgery was not advised at that time, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems standing over 10 minutes, comma, housework, comma, yard work, comma, sports such as wrestling and jogging, comma, walking over one block, comma, driving over 15 minutes, comma, sex, comma, sleep, comma, and lifting over 8 pounds, period. New paragraph. Medications includes an anti-anxiety medicine, comma, antidepressant, comma, amlodipine, comma, ibuprofen, comma, hydrocodone when available, comma, Jardiance, comma, allergy medicine, comma, and albuterol, comma, as well as over-the-counter pain medicines at times, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes ibuprofen, comma, over-the-counter medicines, comma, hot and cold, comma, stretching exercises, comma, and an occasional neck brace, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for anxiety, comma, depression, comma, hypertension, comma, diabetes, comma, allergy, comma, and asthma, period. Past surgical history is positive for knee surgery and tonsils, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured his neck in the past, period. The patient never injured his mid-back in the past, period. The patient never had a pinched nerve in the past period. The patient has not had prior serious automobile accidents, only minor accidents without treatment, period. The patient has not been in any serious automobile accidents after this one, period. The patient had a work injury in 2021 where he was stung by an insect. He was seen in a clinic and it resolved. He did have hives, period. New paragraph. Patient's occupation is that he is over-the-road truck driver, period. He has not been able to return to work because of the pain, diminished range of motion, anxiety, comma, and depression since the automobile accident, period. He has been off work 2 1/3 years, period. He has been seeking treatment by a psychologist and psychiatrist and now is going to church for counseling, period. The patient feels that his inability to work is 75% due to the pain and 25% due to the depression and anxiety, period. He states that the Prozac causes drowsiness.